Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Trusting your gut feeling is an important instinct for the big choices and decisions that we make in life. But how do we keep our actual gut healthy, especially if we are prone to poor gut health? Joining me to discuss this is Dr. Mary McCreary, consultant clinical nutritionist and dietitian at Blackrock Clinic. Mary, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Thank you, Adrian. It's nice to be on. Thank you.
We're very conscious of various different parts of our health and how to keep various things in our bodies healthy, but we don't often think of our gut enough, do we?
Well, this is following on from a survey that was done by Yakult, and it was predominantly to see about women and had they any knowledge about what's called the gut hormone axis. Now, this survey showed that 90% of the women that were took part in this survey, they were knew all about gut health and the importance of gut health, but 86% of them had never actually heard of the gut hormone axis.
Okay, so explain that to me, because I'm sure most people listening to us have never heard of it.
Exactly. So basically what it is that it's the relationship between our gut and the female sex hormones, predominantly estrogen and progesterone. So we have these hormone receptors in our gastrointestinal cells. And when you get these fluctuating levels, as women do throughout their life cycle, these fluctuating hormone levels can actually have effect on various other bodily functions. So, you know, depending on the stage now, it's not just for women that's important. It's for gut health is important for everybody. But because we have these hormone receptors in the gastrointestinal cells, they're going to affect women more throughout their life cycle. So you're comparing younger women versus menopausal women versus postmenopausal women. And postmenopausal women become their biodiversity begins to change around that menopause time and becomes more like men's gut. So this can have impact on lots of other bodily functions, of which we're all sort of aware on that bit. But it's bringing it back then that women are more sensitive to these hormones, the female hormones, and their gut than men would be.
Okay, so apparently I had never realised this, that nearly half of women are more likely to suffer gut issues while menstruating, for example.
That's right. I mean, it's 45% of the women would say that they have either loose bowels or gas or bloating. And then if you go into the older generation, they suffer huge amounts. So that 45 plus group, they will suffer huge amounts of bloating as well and more gas as well. And that's all connected to that significant change that they will get in their hormones as they go through life. So it really is fascinating that we actually... It just shows the importance of our gut health, but also that it can affect women an awful lot more than it will affect men.
So take me through some of the products that are bad for your gut health.
Now, that is where the information comes in, is because it's actually nothing is bad for it. It's what you should be putting in. And, you know, I'm a huge advocate for proper nutrition, scientific information, because there's so much what we call pseudoscience out there, that this is not about not eating anything. It's about what we should be eating. And what we should be eating is a huge amount of fiber in our diet and a huge amount of different types of fiber in the diet. So the more diverse types of fiber you have, the more diverse your gut microbe is going to be. So things like lots of different types of fruits and vegetables. So not just having your apples every day, but maybe trying to get as wide a variety, particularly this time of year, maybe having loads of strawberries and raspberries and berries that are around, but also using all the vegetables that are easily available to us, like onions and tomatoes and potatoes, and then putting in the whole grains as well. And, you know, you can't beat whole grain and perfect wholemeal Irish brown bread. You don't get it anywhere else in the world. but also whole grain breakfast cereals, and then all the seeds and the nuts that we can have as well. So it's all about the positive things that we should be eating, and the whole family should be eating it, not just the women through their cycle. It should be the whole family should be increasing it. And then in addition then to that, at the various different life stages, we do have to be aware of different things. So say like a postmenopausal woman whose estrogen levels will have reduced quite dramatically at that stage, she's more at risk of osteoporosis. So she does have to make sure there's enough calcium in her diet, and I would see dairy products as being a superfood. You do have to watch the saturated fat because of the heart health issues that will rise in postmenopausal women. So there's a lot of combination of things. So when you're talking about not to eat, it's, you know, it's about other life factors rather than your gut. But basically for your gut, it's all the positive things that you want to have.
What are the signs that you may have an unhealthy gut?
Oh, it could be alternating constipation, diarrhea, loose bowels, gas, bloating, wind. You know, we have another number of gut issues, and you know, a huge proportion of people actually will suffer from what's called irritable bowel syndrome, which is totally not really different from inflammatory bowel disease, which is a much more serious condition. But you know, people who would suffer from constipation or that urgency to have to go to the bathroom, that would usually be a sign that you're not getting that biodiversity that's needed into your gut as such. So the symptoms, it isn't that you'd be unaware of them, you'd be very much aware of them.
Okay, so and for a lot of people, gut conditions, particularly acute gut conditions, can be extremely debilitating.
Absolutely, and particularly if you suffer anything from food poisoning or anything like that, or you know, any type of thing that has caused that, it's so important that if you've been on antibiotics, you do need to get that gut flora back in balance again, because any type of antibiotics will really, really disturb your gut balance, your microbiome balance. So it's really, really important that you would make sure that we have what's called prebiotics and probiotics, which are a wide variety of those fruits and vegetables that you're getting. And so it's really important that you'd go back to making sure that they were in there through your dairy products.
So what sort of conditions can, as you mentioned, probiotics help to ease?
Sorry, ask me that question again.
What sort of conditions can probiotics help to ease?
Oh, right. OK, so again, coming back to those symptoms that a lot of women will talk about, the gas and the bloating and the loose bowels and constipation when they're going through different life cycles, the probiotics would be very much part of the high fibre diet as well. So again, just taking any of those dairy products, you know, sort of yogurts and the fruits and vegetables, getting them all in on a daily basis so that you're reducing those issues over the long term and not just at particular periods in your life.
Okay, and you mentioned that this survey was conducted by on behalf of Yakult, and I know from going to the counter or the fridge in the shops that the range of products like Yakult, do they work? Are they effective?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, they're very much a part of our diet. And if you have any doubt about it, you can actually go onto the Yakult website, which is basically just yakult.ie, but they have a specific area for women's gut health as well. But yes, they are. I mean, to say dairy products, I would see as such an important food group as such. And, you know, for heart health, for calcium, for teenagers, for older people, because again, you know, people are aware of osteoporosis, but there's also a condition called osteomalacia, which can affect men and women once they reach 70. And it's due to just lack of calcium and lack of vitamin D in their diet. So never, ever, I would suggest to anybody never, ever to give up taking dairy products unless you had a specific medical reason, which is very limited. Very, very few people actually have an allergy to dairy.
Dr. Mary McCreevy, a consultant clinical nutritionist and dietitian at BlackRock Clinic, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Lunchtime Live here at News Talk.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.